paano mo tuturuan magsalita ang mga batang hindi nakakarinig? Kilalanin natin si Jill Smith, isang Australian speech pathologist na gumamit ng kakaibang method para tulungan ang mga deaf children sa Welcome Home Foundation Bacolod na mahanap ang kanilang boses.
So my name is Jill Smith and I'm a speech pathologist. I work in Brisbane, in Queensland, in Australia. When I came to the Philippines, I lived for 9 months in Bacolod. I had a wonderful time. I was working with amazing teachers at a school for children who are deaf or hard of hearing. And we were trying to improve the way the children speak.
So for 40 years, especially with your work in Brisbane, which is here for kids, can you tell me more about how do you begin to help a deaf child learn to speak?
We're very, very lucky in Australia because the children who are diagnosed in Australia have access to hearing aids for free from the government. And if that's not sufficient to help them, then we have access to cochlear implants also for free. And for probably about 15 years now, I think, all our babies are screened and in the hospital when they're born and referred for more testing if it's necessary. So the majority of our children are identified very young and fitted with hearing technology very young, which is just a marvelous thing. And I don't think I really appreciated it until I came to the Philippines where that isn't the case. But because I'm as old as I am, I do remember before we had cochlear implants, before they were invented, there was really no way to bring sound to children with profound hearing loss. So that made me a little bit useful in the Philippines because I was working with children who don't have access to sound. And I could remember back to the days, to the techniques we used to use with those children in Australia before we had cochlear implants.
How did you begin to volunteer and what made you decide to volunteer in the Philippines?
I love my work. I love what I do. I love working with people with a hearing impairment. It doesn't even feel like work to me. And I'm also really interested in different cultures. Every time I visited a different country, I always felt I wanted to be more connected to it. Just arriving for a quick vacation and then leaving again, you're just skimming the surface. I always wanted to get to know the people better. So volunteering offered me that opportunity to be part of the community for a while, work alongside them, and I was lucky because my assignment, Bacolod, it just couldn't have been a better match for me.
What do you think of Welcome Home Foundation? Welcome Home Foundation is, based from my research, already 35 years old. So it's really an institution. How did you find Welcome Home Foundation? And sorry for this cheesy question. Did you feel at home or did you feel welcome at Welcome Home? Sorry.
It is a little bit cheesy, but it's true. Yes, I think it's a wonderful organization because it arose from them identifying a need in their community and meeting that need. And then over time, they've adapted as times have changed and as the needs of the deaf people have changed. And they're still so open to change and to learning and to adapting what they've got.
So Jill, tell me about your volunteer work. The nature of your volunteer work at Welcome Home Foundation. I watched from the YouTube video of Australian Volunteers Program that you were tasked to teach the teachers. So tell me more about that.
Yes, I was. The teachers have learned lots of skills of teaching their children using sign language, and they're just amazing in doing that. And the children in Bacolod have to follow their regular school curriculum. So they come to school, their home language will have been Hiligaynon, but that when they're at school, like all the other children, they have to learn Tagalog and English. So the teachers have to use their signing to try to teach the children all these three languages, plus all the other curriculum areas that the children in the regular schools are learning. So you can imagine that it takes much longer to do all of that when you have the little hurdle at the beginning of not having any language. When I say little hurdle, it's an enormous hurdle. But they haven't learned to teach the children to talk because the children don't have hearing aids or cochlear implants, and it's really a very difficult thing to do. And in order to learn what they need to do, language is the most important thing, and speech is secondary to that. But Welcome Home was keen to pursue that because the children themselves and the families really wanted to learn to be able to speak to some degree. It will help them with lip reading when they're with people who don't sign. And some of the children do have a little bit more hearing than others, and so that helped them a lot. But without specific instruction, they weren't able to speak as well as they might have. So the teachers were really keen to learn, and we developed a very structured way of assessing what the children could already do and a very structured program for teaching them.
I was so intrigued and interested when I saw what you said on the YouTube video for Australian Volunteers Program, wherein you were saying that you had to rely on using vibrations from the mouth and the throat. Can you elaborate? Tell me more about that.
We had to find another way to explain to them what was happening. Now, if you say the sound and you put your finger in front of your lips, you can feel the air coming out. But if you say the word you can feel the bottom lip is vibrating, but you can't feel any sound coming out. Now, if you say and you put your hand on your throat, you can't feel anything because you don't use your voice when you say. Now, say with your hand on your throat, but with your hand in front of your mouth, you feel the air is still coming out. That's how we taught the children. We let them feel our throat and we let them feel the air coming out of our mouths. And they were key. They didn't mind doing that. Thank you. These children were absolutely amazing. They were so keen. I've just never known children to work so hard at something. Because what I was asking them to do was very difficult. We always made it a game. We always made it easy and relaxing when we tried to teach them.
Jill, it seemed like you had so much fun in Bacolod. Can you paint me a picture of what your day-to-day life was like in Bacolod during that time that you volunteered?
It's very different to my day-to-day life in Australia. For a start, I drive to work here. But in Bacolod, I used to go in a tricycle. I love riding on tricycles. And tricycles in Bacolod are different to tricycles in Manila. But you can see everything and you can be part of everything. And we started school at 7:30. We finished school at 4. To be honest, when I got home, I was really tired. They recommend that we find some other interest if we're Australian volunteers, you know, to go and do something else apart from your work. But I used to find I was just too tired. I just wanted to cook dinner and rest. I did enjoy shopping at the markets because we don't have markets like that here. And we travel in buses. I'd never seen anything like the jeepneys. I loved travelling in jeepneys too. A lot of the countryside because we travelled in a bus and it had open windows. I could stick my head out the window and just really be part of it all. I love that.
So great. Such an amazing experience for you. And hopefully, you know, you can return here if there would be an opportunity. And if the pandemic is already over and resolved, you know, all over the world, would you be open to coming back?
Oh, I am so committed to coming back. Once it's safe, I actually had my return flight booked to come back in July this year, but obviously I couldn't, but I'm definitely coming back, maybe with Australian volunteers, but maybe just I'll just come as an individual volunteer because I felt so welcome and I did feel useful and I feel the job's not finished. Yes.
So, Jill, thank you so much. I really learned a lot. Yung mga kababayan natin na nakikinig, sobrang sana na marami kayo natutunan, sana na-inspire kayo sa mga kwento ni Jill. At sana because of this podcast, mas matutunan natin na maging mas maging maunawain at tayo mismo alam natin kung paano tulungan at empower ang mga deaf na tao.